Hello, my name is Faith Kilonzi.
I'm Rona Joy Kome.
I'm Diana Mungina.
And I am Marianne Mwikali. And together we are
Global Tech Sailors.
This is a podcast where we explore the latest trends and technologies in the world of
cybersecurity,
data science,
software engineering,
DevOps,
and many more.
Welcome aboard.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hope you're doing well. Welcome back to Global Tech Sailors. And today we're going to talk about a very important topic that people tend to ignore out here. It has become a crisis, I think. So, looking at the statistics, many people are suffering from mental health and people are not taking it very serious as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about mental health in tech and how it has affected people and how maybe we could handle it. So, we'll start with what is mental health? What
Before do you get think? There, D, why didn't you say we are talking about a topic that is closest
to my heart. Misgratitude.
Yes, mental health is very close to my heart. I like advocating for it. We also have an organization that talks about mental health. It is called Mental Health Companions. You should check it out on Instagram and other platforms.
Wow.
Yeah, so
impressive.
Thank you, Joy. So, yeah, to continue, I was asking, what do you think is mental health? And, yeah, what is mental health to you guys? Do you advocate for it? Do you just take it? Mental health is mental health. People will just talk about it and it will pass. What do you think? Can start with Faith. Faith, what do you think is mental health?
Okay. So for me, it's the well-being of your health, but the well-being of your mind and soul, especially with regards to your thoughts, where you are at emotionally, and the connection between your physical health and your thoughts and your mental state. Yes, I think sometimes then it's also important for me to say this, that people confuse this with being mad. Yes, but it goes it could be extreme happiness and extreme sadness. So all these things, it could be in both extremes. So I'm just hoping that we are also able to put that out there, that mental health doesn't necessarily mean that you're overly depressed, but it could be something to do with if you're unhealthy mentally, it means that maybe you're not able to do the things you set out to do. You're constantly having thoughts that are not healthy or doing bad things or being suicidal and all those kind of things. So it could be in both spectrums of someone who is heavily immersed in something that they are not necessarily supposed to be or to be doing. Yes.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If I am not able, for example, struggling to concentrate on something for a long period, like my concentration span is a little bit short, is that mental health or that's something different?
It's an indication of something is definitely wrong somewhere.
For sure. But
I think it also depends on who you are. You know, there are some people who their concentration is maybe a 1 hour, a break, 1 hour, a break. We're not always at I can do 3 hours, then break. We all have different concentration levels.
But now what if I can't focus on a task for the maximum I can go for is 30 minutes? Is that an...
And you're easily distracted.
Yes,
The issue, I think the question would be, have you always been like this? Or is it something that started recently?
Oh.
Because if it is something that started recently, it definitely means something is wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if this is how you've been for the longest time, it means like this is how you are. Yeah, this is who you are as a person.
Oh.
Then it becomes as a cause for alarm when maybe in that instance you're not aware of it, or you're aware of it and you're not doing anything about it, or you're aware of it and you're you find it good.
And you also can't manage that particular kind of thing such that it drains you and it also affects your performance as an individual. You'd find that there are people who know they have these short spans of concentration, but they've found a way to work around it such that they still maintain their top performance.
They're still productive and their performance is still okay.
Yeah. I think a major part of mental health is the awareness. The awareness of it. Like, okay, so at every point, if I wake up and I know my routine is wake up, go to work, or wake up, meditate, exercise, do this particular thing, and that routine is broken at a point, and now I start regressing to other things, then it becomes, if you have that awareness, you realize that something is wrong.
Something is not happening as should.
So it's all those things. Or it is, I was used to this routine and I'm changing it. So you are aware you're changing it.
Yeah.
So that being able to know at this particular point in my life, I feel in control or I don't feel in control. Okay. And how you can work around that.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
So mental health in tech. It can be caused by a number of factors.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very common thing due to the long hours of work, the tight deadlines that people in the tech industry have, and most importantly, the innovation, the constant innovation that there is in tech. So
the concentration it requires and kind of thinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The amount of energy
you need
your
to
brain
use.
Goes through to just write that code, make it work and all that, right?
Produce a content in tech. It takes a lot of work
and
to come
also,
up with something.
Because you're always interacting with machines most of the time. We don't interact with
That's a very big one.
Yeah.
You're always looking at screens
for so many hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's very important.
So I was actually reading something on Stack Overflow and they said that they did a survey on 65,000 software developers and one of their findings was 15% of those developers had a mental illness and they didn't know about it.
So
it's like you're so used to your routine as a software developer or as a techie to an extent that you don't even realize that something is wrong because you're trying to get some work done.
Yeah.
So you don't even take a breather or a break to even evaluate and see how am I doing as a person. So it's like you're in constant loop. Of
a roller coaster.
Yes.
A loop.
Yeah, and also, to add on the statistics that Faith provided, there is a study that was conducted by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. They tend to find out that software developers or people in tech were more likely to report poor mental health other than other professional workers.
Wow.
So people in the tech industry are most likely to go through signs of depression, anxiety, feeling burnt out and everything. If you look at all these statistics, because there are many of them, you'd find out that people in the tech industry are really affected by these things, yet they don't know
they
that
don't
they are
realize
affected.
It. Yeah. Which is the worst case scenario.
I think it's because our work is very
mental.
Immersive.
Mm.
Like you have to immerse yourself in the work for you to maybe feel productive or get work done. So you are so stuck up in it that
You don't even know what's going on beyond that.
Yes,
well, what is beyond that?
You're in a constant loop of trying to be better and better every day. So
There's a new language.
There's ChatGPT. There's GPT-4. Google has come
there's
up with
bad.
A new thing.
You remember when you started the boot camp where everyone was telling you, you know, when you start this course, you'll not have a life, you'll not have friends.
Exactly.
And now that becomes a
reality.
Something set in your mind that you really don't need to have a life out there. You can use the weekend to just code or do something related to work or something. Now you get used to that. Kind
and
of look.
Your laptop becomes your best friend.
Yes,
you say
your
jokingly,
baby.
But you don't know how much it's affecting you.
But on that, when Dana said about the boot camp, I remembered. I think when I was in the boot camp, I literally had no life beyond. I lost touch with, and that's what I think it does. You lose touch with your friends and people any, it's just you and the code only in your life, which is really so sad.
I remember my mom telling me all the time, you never get off your machine. And I'm like, I'm trying to solve this kind of thing. And she told me, at some point you'd have to rest and sleep so that you may be able to do the same thing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, she, at some point she was getting angry, but she was also supportive because she understood that I'm trying this thing for the first time.
So yeah. It's very easy.
It's so easy to actually get stuck on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And I think imagine you guys were learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, get in the workplace, an actual engineering team, you have two projects you're handling or more.
Mm-hmm.
You have someone you're reporting to. You have a team that you're working with. You need an API somewhere from someone else. You need this person the product designer to bring you the something you need. And you also have to get it done.
Yeah.
You have deadlines.
You have a number of tasks that you need to accomplish. So it becomes...
Overwhelmed.
Yeah. So and I think one of the... Yeah, of which one of the causes or one of the signs of that you're suffering mentally mm-hmm. is burnout.
Yep, and that's very prominent.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk mm-hmm. about burnout? How do I know that mm-hmm. I am facing, you know, burnout. As we said,
mm-hmm.
most of us are not aware.
Yeah.
We are just there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We think this is normal. This is
lifestyle. Yeah,
this is lifestyle in tech. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and I'm wondering, how do I identify that probably I might be suffering?
Mm-hmm.
I might be having burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So for me, I'll start then. For the times that I've felt burnout, I feel unproductive. Like I can wake up, sit behind this machine, and now something that was exciting or a project that was exciting is not exciting anymore.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So I am unproductive, or I'm trying to do one single thing and I'm not able to even, like, I have a mental blocker. I can't even come up with solutions for it. So for me, that's one sign that I've experienced.
I think I face emotional withdrawal. I feel like everyone around me is irritating me to the like, yes. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to see anyone. I just mm-hmm. want to be alone and mm-hmm. deal with my shit.
Yeah.
I think to add on what Faith was talking about, the unproductiveness, I'd say lack of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have the zeal that you had yesterday or the day before yesterday to work on whatever you are working on. So you'd find that you look at a task and you're like, I'll do it tomorrow. I kind of tend to tie lack of motivation to procrastination.
Yeah.
You look at a task and you're like, I think I can do something else that is more fun right now, and then I'll do the other stuff later.
Yes.
So it might be that you're having burnout, but you don't know.
Uh-huh.
And then you lack the motivation to do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Which also tends to now reduce your performance.
So that means maybe I spent my whole day watching YouTube, Netflix, and then you hit.
Yes.
You have not done anything at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is probably lack of sleep. You're struggling to mm-hmm. get sleep. So you get to bed. And you're there staring at the wall.
TikTok.
Instagram Reels. You can't mm-hmm. sleep.
You're just tired, but you're not.
Yes, you're not sleeping.
There was a time that I used to sleep with the sounds of rain.
Wow. Mm-hmm. For you to sleep, you have
I had a playlist. I think someone... a friend of mine at the time sent me a playlist of showers of rain
mm-hmm.
so that I can put them on my pillow and put my phone there so that I can sleep, because I was struggling. And guess what happens? You get in the bed by 10, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Then you end up sleeping at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And you have work at 8.
Oh, goodness. And you have
guess to... what happens? You go to work, you can't concentrate.
You become mm-hmm. unproductive.
You're too tired even by
it carries the morning. Over. Yeah. And I think that something else that I think Marianne talked about that I think I had experienced was, you know, you're procrastinating.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, somewhere at the back of your mind, you remember. But there is nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
So it becomes so frustrated. So even by the time you lash out at the people around you,
you're becoming irritated.
You know, like you feel guilty, you're not able to do it, but you can't do it.
Yeah. So you end up making excuses, actually.
Yes.
You make up excuses, and then the procrastination leads to the feeling of being overwhelmed because you have a lot of work, a whole pile of tasks you have not done since last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you also become negative in life.
Yes.
This thing is very
I should resign.
Yes.
Become irritable over small issues.
Yes.
And
yes.
all this because of what? Like just burnout. So
like you didn't realize that you were tired at a point and taken rest.
Yeah.
You just didn't realize.
Yeah.
So you've worked and worked and worked until you can't anymore, and now it has become a problem.
Yes. So,
why
so
is this pressure though, guy?
Mm-hmm.
Because of competition.
Competition.
Within our friends. We have
worker time.
Something called worker time.
I don't know if you guys have heard of worker time. This is
you're trying to beat hours. You're trying to beat people in
to make
hours.
People the know that boards. You are coding.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think worker time is one of those things that and I'm not sure I mean work time is not the only competition that we face in tech, but I feel like at every point, you're trying to log as many hours as you can. Mm. Visual Studio Code now has that at the very bottom.
Yeah.
They have the number of hours you are actively on this IDE.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you can see at the bottom. Like I think bottom left or yes.
Where you have Branch Master.
Yes, there.
Mm-hmm.
So they log for you how many hours you've been writing code. So it makes you feel like, I've only coded for two hours.
30
it's
minutes?
Not enough. Then you go to worker time and you see a leaderboard where you see
Mwikali
has
about
written
Mwikali.
10 hours.
10
minutes.
Hours. And I am here at 35.
13 minutes.
13 minutes.
Don't feel pressured, guys.
So that's the pressure that people face, you guys. Then there are those memes too on social media where you see software engineering is a lifestyle. If you can't code
for 60+ hours.
If you are a sleepy person, you can't be in bed.
Yes. So there's that pressure. And I feel like it could work on the positive side, but sometimes it's very unhealthy.
It is
unhealthy.
If you don't know yourself, it could lead to demotivation because you start feeling like even though
other people are doing better
and
than
you
I
become
am.
Productive that day, but your worker time is really in 33 minutes,
you feel
like you have not done anything.
And I think one of the things that we don't even realize is maybe the 30 minutes that you logged.
Yeah.
You solved something that was going to
take 2 hours.
And probably you learned something in that 30
Or you just
minutes.
Saved the company millions of money.
Of course. Yes.
With your 30 minutes.
Yes. And you know, and I think that's when maybe the problem comes in because sometimes it's not even about the number of lines of code you've written. It's about the quality of the code you've written.
Yeah.
But we never even focus on that when we are working on worker time.
On worker time, it's the hours that
it's
matter.
It's the hours, not
they
even
don't care
the,
about
they don't, the even if you are doing Hello World.
So many lines.
Sorry.
So many.
You took NPM install and
it took long to even install, but now it's counting the minutes.
Hey, you went to NPM audit fix. And you tried, then you started trying to push to Git master areas.
And then you had network issues. Now
it
took long. So the minutes are still being counted.
It works when you're
typing. It does.
Yeah.
It
doesn't
work. I'm so
true. Okay, I had a wrong idea.
But I think what you are trying to say is sometimes it's not the number of the number of lines of code you've written.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, stop competing with other people. Maybe your task was just to do that for 30 minutes, and that's fine, right?
And that's very okay.
Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Know what you're doing every day.
So maybe Mukan is building something different. You're building something different. So her 10 hours is different from your 30 minutes.
Maybe
Mukan
is learning HTML.
Yeah, and that's why she's spending a lot of time there.
She's changing herself.
This understand deep.
These are haters, you. If you look at my academy, it's purely Python and Ruby.
No,
or React and JavaScript.
Banta, take it down. Take it down. Banta.
But then also,
she was trying to center a deal.
Yeah.
You know, CSS can take a toll on you.
Especially when you're doing media queries with CSS,
yes.
I can attest to that.
The media queries, guys. The media queries.
But then it's always good
mm-hmm.
to try find the difference between both. And I tend to think that for you to find the difference between both, it's basically you knowing yourself.
Yes.
Knowing what you're doing, knowing mm-hmm. your purpose, and just moving on with what you're doing. Because when you start doing the comparison, like when you start comparing yourself to Rona and maybe Miriam, you'd find that there's like a difference somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I feel a little... Maybe the competition is good, Mukali.
It
can be motivating
mm-hmm.
because you know you're motivated.
Up
I see Mukali.
Right,
we have the same up to a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good, but I think the thing is striking a balance.
Yes.
And knowing when to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, you guys have heard of that quote of if you're competing with anyone, compete with yourself. The person
yeah.
in the mirror.
Yes.
So I hope that's clear. I think also another thing then is imposter syndrome. We can't talk about mental health issues
health
without talking about imposter syndrome.
Yes, not
the
believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're good in something, but you don't think you're so good in it. So you can't even apply for a job.
Because mm-hmm. you're already telling yourself, you know what? They can't pick me. How will they
I
pick me?
I am not
me?
Qualified.
You're on a
good
table.
Enough.
You can't put
yes.
your points across because...
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you feel like a fraud.
This
yeah.
table, no, they won't take.
Do you know
any
sometimes
point.
Even what is one thing that is usually annoying with imposter syndrome is the fact that maybe you're already in that place. You've already gotten the opportunity. You are in there already, but you're still feeling like
you don't deserve to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think usually that's the biggest. The self doubt comes there, like. Okay.
And you know what it does?
Mm-hmm.
It's the self doubt
mm-hmm.
and then it lowers your esteem
mm-hmm.
and then your confidence. Like
yes.
everything goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe you have even an answer to a problem the team is facing but you can't even respond.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing about
when people know that you have imposter syndrome, they tend to use it against you.
Against you.
Yeah.
And I think
yes.
people know.
Yeah.
Yes.
They tend to know.
It's known. There's a way, I don't know how they know it, but people feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you doubt yourself,
mm-hmm.
people around you, I don't know how, but
it's the same thing that you said on self-esteem and confidence,
mm-hmm.
because if you start using words like, oh, okay, so I think we can use this, but I don't know. So you have already invalidated what you're saying without putting it across. So
yeah.
nobody will take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these like statements we say...
Yes,
I'm
please. I'm trying to stop saying things like I don't know. I'll say I know it.
You should be
I mean,
very
think,
confident
yes.
about yourself.
May think I am. No. Actually, I'm doing it right now. But I want to eliminate this. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I feel like I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know it.
Yes,
yeah,
I
for
know
a fact.
Yeah.
And then you'd find that funny thing is when you're in those maybe to meetings and to tables and you're trying to maybe. You're worried that your point may not come off as valid
yes.
and then someone else says it and then people applaud and then you're like I
what?
Had the same
yeah.
answer
why
but
didn't
I
say it
exactly that's a very common case of imposter syndrome so yeah I think people should work on being confident and owning their points and whatever they're trying to put across a table.
We should. This is a very like massive topic. We should really talk.
I think imposter syndrome will
it.
Be a whole episode.
Yeah.
I hope very soon. Very soon.
Yeah.
So,
from that we can get to understand how we can handle these mental health issues that people face in tech. Mm-hmm. How can you handle burnout? How can you handle the competitions?
Mm-hmm.
How can you handle imposter syndrome? And I think the first point could be taking breaks or mm-hmm. setting boundaries. Let's mm-hmm. say setting boundaries. When you set boundaries, like you have a timetable, you know, at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., this is lunch hour. I don't want anyone to book a meeting with me. I'm not writing any code between 1 to 2 p.m. I'm going to take walks over the weekend, and this time I won't be able to do any job
mm-hmm.
that is related to tech, or even getting to know that when it gets to 11 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
my phone should be off, my laptop should be off, and this is sleep time.
Okay, let's talk about this point. I feel like it's very hard. Let's not lie to ourselves. It's very hard because you've been working on something. You faced a bug
mm-hmm.
from, let's say you're at work. Let's say you've gone to work physically. It's 2 p.m. You've started facing that bug.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you go home at 5 p.m., you still have it. You've not solved it.
It's still there telling you.
In as much as you don't want to carry work home, Diana, what will prevent me from waking up at night and realizing that I have found the solution in my dream?
No, I think now that's where the point of knowing when to stop and asking your friends comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be stuck on one thing for the longest hours trying to solve it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure when I come across a Python, maybe error or something, I'll mm-hmm. know that I'm supposed to talk to maybe Kilonzi or Rona or even Diana, because all of them are proficient in Python.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing in your friends and knowing when to ask for help is really important, not being stuck on the same thing.
Correct.
So you're setting boundaries mm-hmm. by bringing in people and asking for help.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Also one thing. Yeah, that's...
but then that might be a problem for the introverted people.
Ooh,
you see, where they don't really feel
like they can reach out.
You guys, I'm an introvert here.
I know.
I'm an introvert.
Please,
stop it. We have been through this over and over again. No,
as an introvert, I still ask for help.
No, wait. As people who know you,
I am an introvert,
no.
But I ask questions.
That is not introvert. Yes.
I think she is.
I think
no.
She is.
Dana is.
Dana can talk to people.
I am an introvert.
No,
but then there's this meme that people. It's like a meme that says
mm-hmm.
this kaka that you guys, whatever you're saying here, introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Now you go with that kaka. I am an introvert. Everything. I am. It's funny.
I tend to think introverted people are really these people who really don't want people in their space, even communicating.
But if you care about
them,
your work, you ask for help.
Of course, yes. Now
yeah.
that's the point.
Yeah. Whether introverted or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You have to.
So one solution is to ask for help
yep.
When
ask
it comes to
always.
If you've been facing a bug for long.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, if we are to be real though, because me, I face this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I might be working at night and something is not working. Then I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm asleep,
you
the
get
solution
dreams.
Comes.
Now
yeah.
that's the point
yes.
of taking a break. When you find that you've been on a bug for the longest,
I can
period,
take a nap and
yeah,
see if I
you,
dream about
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Take a
walk.
Yeah, exactly. Do something that you enjoy, and then
mm-hmm.
maybe when you come
through
back,
social media,
you'll
mm-hmm.
be able to see that error that was disturbing you, and you'll be able to solve it. I've actually encountered that so many times.
Mm-hmm.
You find that I'm on my machine for maybe 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and this thing is totally not working. I'm not getting this thing right. But then I take a break. I scroll through Instagram for a couple of minutes, and then when I'm back, I'm like. You even
you
find
see,
out the line of code
I think
that
you spot
you
actually the error
exactly.
when you faster.
So taking a break is very important.
Ron, I don't think they're talking about TikTok because the dances cannot inspire.
Yes, please, not the challenges.
You want
no.
to sound
no.
my heart,
no.
my soul,
no.
my waist.
My waist is inspiring. The last line.
No, that is what. That is my break now.
Okay.
Banter.
Banter.
This was an attack.
It was an attack.
This was an attack. Who said who was saying that?
It was Kilonzi.
Okay, so, but, okay, another thing, another solution that you can use to take care of your mental health is, if you like working out, Okay, so you guys are still working out.
Oh yes. You have to bring in that card.
You love working out.
So I don't love it, but I can see the difference.
Okay.
When I go, every time I go to the gym and I come back,
you feel energized.
I feel energized.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're tired physically, but you're energized mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there's that. I feel like everyone should work out. I mean, whatever that means. even if it means meditation, yoga, stretching. It doesn't have to be intense weight lifting.
Yeah. Rona wouldn't do that. Yes.
Yeah. So back to my point, guys. Back to my point.
Yes, you are the girl.
Digressing.
Yeah, so for me, I feel like whenever I work out,
mm-hmm.
exercise is a big, is a major, there's a science behind how your physical health affects your mental health.
Yeah.
If you are healthy physically, especially through exercise and eating well, then you're more likely to thrive mentally. So that's one point I think you guys should take note of.
Yeah. As maybe this comes with the exercise point,
mm-hmm.
drinking water.
Yes, of course. Drink water, mind your business.
Oh, yeah, minding your business is really important.
Yes. Drink Don't water. Mind Mwikali's banter. Work
no. Oh, yeah.
Banter.
Of course.
Okay. What's the other point on handling imposter syndrome, guys? I think imposter syndrome, as you said, is a major point in tech, and it's one of the leading causes of mental illnesses, because you doubt yourself, you feel like you're not confident, and in tech, where there's some sort of competition on how innovative you are, how you're able to come up with solutions,
mm-hmm.
how better code you can write and all that, it's very easy. And with everything that's coming up in terms of innovations, ChatGPT, new tools, new technologies, like there's that pressure of having to learn all of them at once, which can make you feel like you don't belong where you are, or you don't fit the bill in terms of your skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe let's hear from you guys. How have you guys handled imposter syndrome?
I think I have
mm-hmm.
a point.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, okay, I'm not very consistent on this, but I am working hard mm-hmm. to make sure I become consistent. So what I do is I challenge myself to make sure that when a day passes, mm-hmm. I have learned something new, even though it's small,
mm-hmm.
but it's something new. And what this does to imposter syndrome, how it helps, is that it kind of gives you the belief,
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're reading and you know that you're adding some knowledge.
Yes.
So it adds on to, it reduces those instances of you getting doubting yourself. So mm-hmm. yeah, that's one way.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also talk about, I think tied to Rona's point would be, tied down to Rona's point will be celebrating your accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
So celebrating your accomplishments, the small things, let's say today you're able to do this, tomorrow you're able to do that, mm-hmm. like taking account of those small things that you've been able
celebrate
to
celebrate yourself, baby.
Exactly, celebrate mm-hmm. your small wins, and also be kind to yourself as you would be kind to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We are all human, we are prone to failing sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So every time you fail, don't beat yourself up like, I am not good enough, I'm not able to do this. Take that as a learning opportunity, so that next time, maybe when you face the same thing, you'd face it with a different face.
Yeah,
and come out stronger.
Bars. When you face it, guys, face it with a different face. Hello?
I didn't even realize
rapping.
That.
Wow. Wait. The rapper there. The rapper
Sorry.
Inside. Whoa. It just comes. It just comes.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. Naturally.
We are
just
sorry.
Comes.
I didn't even
yeah.
force it. Naturally.
I think...
I also think
yes,
you can try and you say the way we say jack of all trades, but
mm-hmm.
also understanding, getting to know maybe a specific niche and
mm-hmm.
being confident in that niche also
mm-hmm.
gives you the confidence to know when I get this opportunity, I will kick it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being everywhere and there's no confidence at any point.
Please, we are not ready for any any specific battles between Master of Trades or not.
Hey, I am ready to fight.
Sorry,
I have points.
This is not a battle.
But do you understand what she's saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Saying that
yes.
At a point, I mean, there will always be new technologies coming up.
Yeah,
there will be always GPT-3, GPT-4, GPT-100. If you put yourself, if you give yourself the pressure to learn everything
at once,
then it will become very difficult for you. You feel like an actual fraud, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are able to specialize and say, for me right now at this phase, I'm focused on React and React.js. I want to be able to do React. And if I do React, that's my specialization currently. I'm doing React, React.js, that's it. So that way, I have the awareness that I'm 60% into React. This is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
With that awareness, I can be able to shoot my shot in around this area and be able to work on the things that I don't know yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think I have remembered something someone told me once, because once I was... Of course, I have struggled with this imposter syndrome. So what they said is, okay, the imposter syndrome is there to show you something. I don't know how you guys are going to take this. I feel like you're going to have a very bad negative outlook. But it's there to show you something. But the question is, what do you do after? Okay, you felt you don't know, you're a fraud. What steps do you take after? Will you allow the imposter syndrome to just step on you and just stay there moping? Oh gosh, I don't know. I feel I am. Or do you start working on yourself to improve and to grow?
That's of course, I agree. Why are you saying that?
No, no, no. I just because no. I thought you would say the fact that I say it.
It's there to teach you something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's there to teach you to ask something.
Regardless of what you know, regardless of actually how long, how much you know, how many years you've been in the industry, you still feel that way. That feeling will never go away, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for most people, at least that's
people
what...
People who are honest,
yes.
Right?
For the people that are honest, there are days, even CEOs of multinationals, they still feel like...
They are not enough,
or they are not doing what they are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that will come. It's about how to handle it.
Yeah.
Obviously, my dear, if you are starting out today, or you started 10 years ago and you still feel it, we validate that. What we're saying is, after you feel it, what do you...
Yeah, and we've already handled that.
So I think we are good, yeah?
We are good.
Yeah. We are fighting imposter syndrome. We are fighting.
We are.
Also, another point of how to handle mental health is taking breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, go for a vacation.
Hey.
Don't just stay in the company every time people are seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Please take a leave of like... Okay, but take breaks. Go out on weekends at least once in a month. Go and have fun with people who are not even in tech. You don't have to have just friends in
have
tech.
Have a social life.
Yeah.
But it's very hard.
And you also don't have to, even though you are
in
tech and all your friends are in tech, you don't have to always talk about tech every time you meet.
Mm-hmm. Go out on meet people.
Yeah.
I think
go
that's...
hiking, climb mountains, go to the beach.
Because you like hiking.
Yes, I like hiking.
But have you hiked?
I don't have people who are.
You know, people yesterday invalidated my hiking. Do you know I actually hiked?
I also doubted that. When did you hike?
I actually did that.
I've never seen those pictures.
It was 2015. I was in first year. Yeah, I can show you guys pictures.
It's okay. 2015
yeah.
is okay. It's because it's a long...
So you think right now I cannot hike?
You refused.
Yes, I refused because... I'm not here to suffer. I'm in my soft life era. Okay, so
I should go hiking.
There's a point I saw in an article which I'm struggling with because I've not accepted it. It's about reducing on caffeine.
Oh,
oh yes, the
addiction.
So reducing on caffeine intake and soda. So I think the explanation was around how caffeine sometimes becomes so reliant on it that it becomes an addiction, and high intakes of it, caffeine and carbonated drinks usually can affect your heart and cause you health issues related to blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So with the awareness of that, I'm working hard because I drink coffee every day.
I think so. You've become or you someone
actually
becomes...
started taking it in high school.
I also did in high school. We did, but you've carried it now.
Yes.
Or...
it has become something I have to take every morning.
So
I can't
you
join
can't
a morning,
do it. You
I can't join a morning stand up without coffee. I can't. I tell them, give me a minute. I play music, then I go back
and take your coffee.
Yes.
Oh goodness.
I think 90% of developers have
yeah,
that
kabayo.
Coffee
yes.
something. Coffee
yes.
something.
Yeah, and everyone takes pride in coffee, in taking coffee.
Yeah.
Kume, it's not good,
it's
guys.
Not
it's not
good
for your health.
I think I take coffee once in a while when I'm really feeling like today is coffee day, not really
mm-hmm.
like daily. I can mix that up with maybe tea sometimes, other things.
Do you know
things.
Me? I like mine black. I don't even put
sugar.
No,
these people,
no sugar,
people
no
who feel
I put
themselves.
Lemon.
Hey.
I put lemon.
Wow.
There's a list of people who I don't know if you guys saw.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a meme of in Kenya
people
watching wamefika. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these people who watch this driving game. I don't know how it's called.
F1.
Yes, F1. And there was other a long list.
People
but,
listen to podcast, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the other one on the list was people
mm-hmm.
who take coffee
mm-hmm.
without sugar. They
I
feel like
know.
They are there.
Sophisticated
people.
Sophisticated.
But it's
like,
no.
You don't see sophistication when you look at me. Hey, you guys.
That was a low one.
Should I take offense with this one? Should I?
No, stop taking the coffee. Stop taking the coffee.
Yeah.
Well, we have come to the end of the topic discussion.
Diana has ruined the fun, but...
we'll have the fun after this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I hope this discussion has given you some light on what you should do to take care of your mental health. Always remember that your mental health will be a high factor in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have parting shots from everyone.
Starting
so,
with Mwikali.
As always, I will say believe in yourself and drink water.
Uh-huh.
Wow, keeping it short and smooth.
Uh-huh.
For me, I'd say, remember, there's no way you're going to be productive or good enough if your mental health is not good enough. So
mm-hmm.
make it a priority.
Yes.
You can make all the money in the world, but not be healthy enough to enjoy it. So
wow.
Create that balance.
Yeah.
Yay.
Finally, your mental health is your wealth. Just take care of it.
Hey,
yeah,
I am
the mental wealth champion.
You are what again?
Mental
why are you telling
champion.
Yourself your
wealth?
Or it is called believing
in
yourself.
Maria, you
okay.
can pursue, become a therapist. Take care of my love life.
I can't listen to people's problems.
Hey, sorry.
That much.
Me, I would.
I think I'll cry and become more
to.
Emotional.
Okay. Let's
them.
Wrap up. Okay, so make sure you follow us on Twitter at GTechSailors, on LinkedIn at Global Tech Sailors, uh-huh.
on TikTok GTechSailors,
on Instagram Global Tech Sailors,
and on YouTube Global Tech Sailors.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And also you can find us on any streaming platform, that is Spotify, Google Podcasts,
Pocket
Casts, everywhere. We are everywhere, guys, except Apple Podcasts. We are
if you
working
enjoyed
on that.
This episode,
mm-hmm.
share it with a techie or a budding techie or an enthusiast.
Yeah.
Or anyone that's
all of
interested.
Them.
See you next time. Thank
Bye.
You for listening to us.
Bye.
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 Bye.